A gutin erev Shabbos kredish parches ba'aleischa. Navi tells us, same haftarah we read Shabbos Hanukkah, and we read it at parches ba'aleischa. The middle haftarah addresses Yeshua HaKohen HaGadol, who we are told at the beginning of the Sefer Chagai. He was the Kohen Gadol at the beginning of Vayisheni, and at the beginning of Chagai, he and Chagai HaNavi are together told about Binyan Vayisheni, so he's maybe a Navi himself. Navi addresses him and says, "Vayareini Yeshua HaKohen HaGadol." Zechariah says, "I saw Yeshua HaKohen HaGadol in my nevuah. I made the same Malach Hashem, v'ha-satan I made al yiminoi l'sitnoi." And the Satan is on his right side trying to prosecute him. The Parshan a little bit bothered. Yiminoi is usually Midas HaRachamim. Why is the Satan who wants to say something bad against him, why is he on his right side? Which Hashem will see later. Vayomer Hashem el Asat, and Hashem says to the Satan who has something bad to say about Zechariah, we have to see what it, about Yeshua, we'll see what it was. Yigar Hashem b'cha Asatim, Yigar Hashem b'cha b'cher b'Yushalayim. Hashem who chooses Yushalayim is upset at you, Satan. How dare you say a bad word against Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Haloi zeh, ud musal me'esh. Yeshua is a brand which was pulled out of the fire. It's a piece of wood which had begun to catch on fire. He'd been pulled out and saved at the last moment. How could you say a bad word against Yeshua? Now what was the tying against Yeshua? And what exactly did Hashem say to stop it? So the Gemara at the end of that Tzadik Gimelam and Albus and Hedman says that Yeshua had a bit of an issue. He himself was a Tzadik, but his children, his offspring, his children or grandchildren, Shiloh and Rabbi Yaakov Emden speaks about if he was a great-grandchildren, had married out, like many Jews during Golus Bavel, who thought that they didn't have to keep Torah mitzvahs anymore once they were in Chutz Laaretz. They thought Hashem had thrown them out, they didn't have to live a Jewish life anymore. So his descendants had also married Babylonian women. And it's a bit of a time on Yeshua, it's called Begadim Tzayim, like it says in the next pasuk, for Yeshua HaYilavish Begadim Tzayim, Yeshua was wearing tainted, dirty clothing. He was standing there, so he himself was okay, but there's something about him, something about his descendants, which wasn't so good, or maybe he could have been a little bit more mashpia on them. So, therefore, the Satan had been trying to say something bad about him. Hashem screamed at the son, "Don't you dare say anything bad about him." So, Mitzvah Shem would like to discuss this more. We'll see very soon what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that we never learned before. Then, the later on in the Haftarah, Pasuk says, "Shimano Yeshua HaKohen HaGadol, listen up, Yeshua HaKohen HaGadol, Ata you, V'rei Echa and your friends, Hayoshim L'fnecha, you and your friends, were sitting near you, Ki Anchi Moifis Heima, they are people of miracle, Ki Hinani maybe is Abi Tzemach, I'm going to bring Malach HaMashiach." What does it mean that Yeshua has friends who are Anchi Moifis? So the Pasuk Shad of the Targum, and Evan Ezra, and the Radak, say that the Pasuk Shad is, there are people who are deserving of having miracle. Your friends are good people. You and your friends are worthy of having a miracle, so know that Mashiach is coming. Mahari Kross says, the Pasuk Shad is, anybody who came back to Bayis Sheni is Anshei Moifis, because if you manage to come back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael for Bayis Sheni, you are someone who not is worthy of miracle, you're someone who a miracle already happened to. To be able to come back from Galus to Eretz Yisrael, that itself is a nace, says Mahari Kross. However, they all bring that the Gemara says, Rabbi Seinu Amru, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's how the Gimel of it, Aleph, that this Anshei Moifis is referring to Hanani Bishol Va'azariah, who have been saved from a Kivshon Eish, have been saved from the famous furnace of Nebuchadnezzar. Why is that being referred to over here? So Marsha says, we'll see in a moment what the Marsha means, Hanani Bishol Va'azariah was saved from a Kivshon Eish, and it was a Kiddush Hashem, they deserved to be saved, and Yeshua Kohen Gadol had some type of Hatzalah also from a Kivshon Eish, but it wasn't Va'oifen Moifes. He got a little bit burnt. His clothing, there was something wrong, something happened, like we'll see in a moment. So what exactly is the story, what exactly is going on, what is these Tukim Navi referring to? Now, I just want to mention in parentheses, before we go on, even though the Radak and the Marie Cross say, Chazal say, that Anshei Moifis is referring to Hananiah Bishol of Azariah, which might sound like the Pashup Shat, that's referring to people that came after Bayis Sheni, or the good Jews who were deserving a miracle, sounds like that does not go like Chazal. The Pasuk Shat does not go like Chazal. It is definitely not true in this instance. Why do I say in this case? I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara actually on Tzadik Gimel has a machloikis. Tanoim, what happened to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah after the story of Kipshon H? We never hear about them again with Pevish and Tanakh anywhere. Some Tanoim say they were nifter. They passed away very, very soon after the story of the Kipshon H. And there are those Tanoim that say, no, they went to Eretz Yisrael, and they joined up the Yeshua Kohen Gadol, like it says in this pasuk, and they bring away from this pasuk that these anti-mitis were Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah. No, what does that mean? The Tanoim that hold the Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah were nifter right away. All of the anti-mitis were regular Yidden that came up, who were deserving of miracle, or had the miracle. So the pasuk shad also goes into the Gemara. End the parentheses. What exactly is the story? What is the Ud Mutzal Me'esh? What does it mean Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah were in the Esh? And also Yeshua was, he was saved, he was different, he was plucked out. The Gemara actually at the end gives a mashal. The Gemara says, "Kada'am re'inchi," like the saying goes, when you have three pieces of wood, and two of them were dry pieces of wood, and one of them was a wet piece of wood, a moist, freshly ripped off piece of wood, so you can't light a wet piece of wood, but if you light the two dry ones, they'll burn, and their flame will singe the wet one. And Yeshua was singed from the dry wood. He's a ud mutzal me'esh, like pulled out of the fire. The Sudha says ud means what they call an Ivrit anafna. That's a little plastic Israeli thing that you wave over the barbecues to make them get hotter. But Rashi, in Amos, when it says Ud, Rashi says it's a brand, which is again a singed piece of wood, which you decide to pull out of the fire. Either way, any way you learn, is it something which had caught in the fire and you stopped it from burning? What exactly is this referring to? What is the pasuk at the end about Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah together, Yeshua being put in together? So to understand this, we have to learn, says the Gemara, another Stikl Navi in Yirmiyahu Chavtes, when Yirmiyahu Navi is addressing the Navi Sheker of his Dar. So we are introduced to two fellows for just four psukim, and we're told something strange about two Vishayim, two Navi Sheker in Yirmiyahu Kapitel Chavtes, Pasuk Chav, Chav Aleph, Chav Bezim, Chav Gimel, and we never hear about them anywhere else again in Tanakh. But if you really want to understand it, you have to put together our Aftar together with those psukim. It says in the Navi like this, "Vatem shimu dvar Hashem kol agvelas sheshalachim Yerushalayim bavel." All you Jews who went to Babel, who are giving up, who don't feel you have to be committed to Yiddishkeit anymore, listen carefully. Koyamah Hashem tzvokis alakei Yisrael al Achav ben Koylaya vel Tikiyo ben Maaseya. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Achav ben Koylaya, Achav the son of the burnt one, and to Tikiyo the son of Maaseya. This is not the Achav Melach Yisrael. This is not Tikiyo Melach Yehuda. This is not even Tzidkiyo ben Knana, who's brought at the beginning of Bava Kama, was also Navi Sheker. It's a different Achav, a different Tzidkiyo, are only mentioned here in Yirmiyahu Kapitel Chavtes. Shem speaks to them and says, this is a message for all of Klal Yisrael, "Hanibim lachem b'shmi Sheker. You are saying over all the time in my name, Nevua Sheker. Hidani noisim oisam yadim v'chadretzim al habavu v'hikam le'inechem. I'm going to give them over to Nebuchadnezzar, who will kill them. These two Rishayim will be killed. V'lukach mehem kalala l'chol galus Yehuda. Asher Bavel Alemar. All the Yidden and Babel will take inspiration from them, and they will learn to curse evildoers with them. And they will say, Yisem Echo Hashem, Tikiyahu Chiechov. Hashem should curse you, any sinner who wants to be involved in Znus, like Tikiyo and Echov. These two Rishayim, if you notice, by the way, Achav just went down to Echov. He lost his Aleph, the Midrashim say. He lost part of his name, but he like lost the Aleph, he lost Hashem for himself, and his name also was Achav ben Kalaya, the burnt one, he was the first and main one, Asher Kolam Melech Babel Be'esh, who the king of Babel, grilled them in fire, he toasted them in fire, and the Gemara is Medayik, it's the head, it doesn't say Sarfam, it says Kolam, which means as if he roasted grains of Tfua, little kernels of wheat or barley, he roasted them, which the outside gets singed and seared, and the inside is still complete. Meaning, they weren't burnt until they were a powder. They were burnt until the outside of them was burnt, but the inside was still fine, so you could show them off and show how they were burnt. The Ben Yehuda brings a Tanchuma at the beginning of a Yikra, where the Tanchuma adds a couple of points to what the Gemara says, and says that it was a big, huge, long-handled frying pan, which went into this oven, and Nebuchadnezzar killed him in, like imagine a hot pizza oven or a matzah oven with a gigantic handle which you could pull out afterwards in order that they be able to get out because the fire was so hot. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to get them out in time before they would be burned to just to ashes, and they wouldn't be able to show them off to everybody. And Nebuchadnezzar wanted to show how he had burned these two fellows. Yan, why, says the pasuk, what was so evil about them? And here's the bottom line. Asher asu nevala b'Yisrael. Vayinafu was the sheirei ayem. They did znus with their friends' wives, with the Jewish people's wives. Vayidabu davar b'shmi sheker. And again, they were involved in nevuah sheker as they did. Asher loitzim v'yisim. I never commanded them to do this. I know about it, says Hashem. And I'm the witness. Nu'um Hashem, so speaks Hashem. End of story, Yanavi. What exactly is going on? So the Gemara here is ahead of Tzadik Gimel. Puts it together with Zechariah. They bring down, this is also Tanchum at the beginning of Vayikra. Also Pirkei Avot Rabbi Elazar. Add different points. We'll try to say whatever we can put together. But we'll basically read from the Gemara. The Gemara at Tzadik Gimel in Sanhedrin brings these psukim, the ones in Yirmiyah and the ones in Zechariah. And the Gemara tells us that these two guys had a znus thing going. What did they do? Again, adding a little bit like the Ben Yehuda does from the Tanchuma. They would go around to Jewish women who were in Bavel, married women in Bavel, and one of them would go over, let's say Sitkio would go over, Acha would go over to this woman and say, I'm a Navi from Hashem. He would throw back his head, his eyes would roll back in his head, and you know, he would probably go into convulsions, pretend he's having a Nebu, and say, Hashem speaks and says, Naveen will come out of you, my dear lady. And she would say, wow, that's amazing. When's this going to happen? He would say, when's this going to happen? Wait, let me see. And he would again start shaking, and he would say, oh, there's another man, his name is, and Acha would say, Tzidkiyahu ben Maaseya. And Tzidkiyahu, when he would be speaking to some lady, he would say, Achav ben Kalaya. And each one would be setting up the other one, helping the other one arrange his mus date. And he would say, this man's gonna come, this big silent's gonna come, he's gonna be with you, and you're gonna have Nevi'im. And of course the woman would say, what do you mean? Isn't this forbidden? Say, no, it's a Nevuah from Hashem. And what do these women know? Gaul is Bavel. The parents have been killed by the Bavliim. They have been sold into captivity. What do they know? To start up with a Navi Sheker. And they would buy it. They would fall for the whole scam. And they were doing znus, like it says in the pasuk, "Va'inafu es neshei re'eim va'idabru davar b'shmi sheker." Based on the nevuah sheker, they were saying znus. Hashem wanted to punish them. What does Hashem do? Hashem said they are going to be killed by Nebuchadnezzar. Hashem implanted in their sinful minds greater challenges. They got bored with just regular Jewish women, and they set their sights on no less, according to the Gemara, than the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. The Medrash says it was the wife of Nebuchadnezzar, even more daring. But here the Gemara says the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar, and they went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar, and they started their scam on her also. Each one saying, or one of them saying, the other said, each one said, you have to be with the other one. And she set a date. She believed it. Two great Jews, she knew how great the Jews were, from Hanani, Mishael, Bazar, from Daniel. Great stories of Jewish people. But she told her father. She went and told this to her father. She went and told us to her father. Amalah, he said to him, I don't believe it. Something's wrong over here. The God of the Jewish people hates nus. It doesn't make any sense. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates nus. We have this line by Bnei Ismayav, Bilam said this, and other times. He also legabah, when they come to you on the appointed date, shadrinu legabah, he sent them to me. He also legabah, so when they came to her, shadartinu legabah yavu, she sent them to her father. Amalu, what he says to them. Man, Amalachan, who told you to do this with my daughter? Amu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're Nevi'im. They're stuck, but they're not going to back out now. Hashem said, you know, they're kind of safe because if they go through with it, you know, told the kids they're going to be Nevi'im, I don't know, maybe it'll be 20 years. So now they figure, I guess they figure they're safe for 20 years or so. So he says back, Nevachanani, Mishol, Vazari, She'altinu, I asked them, Ra'amuli also explained to Ben Yada. I asked them, I offered them when they were saved. I was so impressed with them. I offered them my daughter's hand in marriage. I suggested that they marry my daughter. I wanted these great Jewish people to be part of my lineage in the future. But they told me that it's forbidden. They said they're not allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman. They're not allowed to marry a shiksa. So how are you saying otherwise? Ananami Nevi'im, were Nevi'im just like them, insisted Achav and Tikio digging a deeper hole for themselves. Did he do like Amalek? He didn't tell them. But he done Amalek. He told us. I mean, I guess it wasn't really deep. But what could they say now? He didn't tell them. For us, he did it to Hirvasha. So Yibuchad says, oh, okay, I hear you. I mean, you're saying that for you, you're supposed to. Okay, no problem. You can have my daughter. But one thing. I just want to put you guys through the litmus test that I put Hanani Mishael Vazari through. I just have this little just checking that you're really a nubby test thing I do. I just throw you into a pizza oven on high for about 2 hours. I just do that, and then I know that you're real Naveem, and then, of course, you can have my daughter. What do you say? Again, they're very stuck. So what do they say? Amulei, so they told Nebuchadnezzar, Inun t'lasa havu. Chanani Mishael Vazari is three. You need to have a three power. You need a chutan meshulash. A non-trainer, only two. We're not enough. Choose somebody, who you like to pick with you. Amu, they said, Yeshua Kohen Gadol. We pick Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Sabri, they thought, Leisa Yeshua, the Nafis Chusei, this Yeshua ben Yitzadik Kohen Gadol has great Chusim, Umagna Alon will protect them. Askitu, they brought him. Shadinu, they threw them all in, all three of them, like you said before, into the frying pan, literally. Inhu Iklu, those two got burnt up, like we explained before, the Vayyada said, the Taras Chaim said already before, but the inside was okay, so you can see their form. Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Ichruchi Imani, only if the Gadol got burnt, like it says, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk, there was something wrong with his clothing, the Ritzayim, meaning that there had been something burnt over there, and that's why the mouth was being, he was trying to get him burnt also. And Ayyam Hashem El HaSotin, he's a udmut salmeish. He's going to be saved in the fire. He got a drop singed. His clothing got singed, not his body. But he's going to be saved. And then Nebuchadnezzar asked Yeshua afterward, Omer le, Yadan and Tzadikat, I know you're a great tzaddik. El maitai mahani b'chapur tenura, Chanani Mishael Vazari lehani b'uklal. How come you got a little bit burnt in your clothing? And Chanani Mishael Vazari, there was nothing burnt b'chlal. Omer le, so Yeshua explains to Nebuchadnezzar, Inu t'was ahava v'anacha. There were three, I was only one. Avram was one, he was saved from the Kishon Eish of Nimrod. He must have heard about it by the time Chanani Mishael Vazari's story was over. Nebuchadnezzar heard of any of the Jewish people's history being saved from fire. So Yeshua explained, Hasam lehav Rishayim Mahadei, lo Yisiyah Rishus Alanura. There were no other Rishayim, so the fire couldn't begin against him. He wouldn't even start. Hakahav Rishayim Mahadei, there were Rishayim with me, Yisiyah Rishus Alanura, and the fire began to be burnt. And then the Gemara gives the mashal with the two pieces of dry wood and the one piece of the wet wood, which is going to burn. So we understand why it's called the Udmut Salmeish. We understand the Anshi Moifes, which means together with Hanani Mishael Vazaria. Anshi Moifes, you're also kind of with them, but the Mashah says that the Anshi Moifes means that they deserve to be saved in their own right, with no, just Pasha Kiddush Hashem, and you, there's a little bit of a Kitrigon, you some Mashah learned, we'll see soon another Pshah not like that. And of course, we understand what's going on in the story in Yirmiyah, exactly how they began with the Jewish people, and then they moved, because Hashem wanted to punish them, to inspire the Jewish people, to warn them not to fall into depravity, and Tchaz HaShom, Yisrael, and Averis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned them by punishing these two terrible Rishayim, who kept saying the Huli Sheker, to allow themselves to do one of the worst Averis in the world. But to have a better Havana on what's going on in this Gemara, I'd like to share with you a beautiful pshat from the Eini Shmuel. The Adaris says something a little bit similar to this. They both bring, based on Yisoy of the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh and the Grains and Ibishitz. And the Nezer HaKodesh and Grains and Ibishitz, the Sefer Keshes Yonison, are both coming to Yimazmer, a very Shvera Gemara, Meseches Tainis Daf of Alf Omen Beis. The Gemara tells us, Vesura Havas Davrisa. In the city Surah and Babel, there was a plague. The Shivivusa, the Rav, in the neighborhood of Rav, Loi Havas Davrisa. Neighborhood of Rav, without masks, without plastic masks, without social distancing, everybody was safe. In his neighborhood, they were fine. The Sakana, the Dever, did not come to the neighborhood of Rav. Sobrumina and the Oilam thought, Mishum is chusi the Rav, the Namish, must be because of Rav's great chus. That's why it didn't happen. People that thought so had a chalom which they were told, Rava nefishes chusei tuva, Rava was so great, Hamilsa zutra leilabah, this is small fry for Rava. This nace of saving a neighborhood, Rava is much bigger than that. It wasn't because of Rava. Ella, why were the people in this neighborhood of Rav saved? Wasn't because of Rav, it's because of a different neighbor. Different neighbor. El Nishma, who got her because of a certain fellow, the Shail Mar of Zvila, Likfura, who had commonly was willing to lend out his spade and shovel to help people make a kfura, to help bury people. So the Swiss that this person was helping people have a kfura, there was less kfura in this time in Magefa, in this neighborhood. Then the Gemara tells us another story. The Drekaris, in the city in Babel called Drekaris, happens Lake Kossus, there was a huge fire, which he boosted the Rav Huna, and the name of Rav Huna, Lake Kossus, this conflagration did not affect his neighborhood. Sovereignly, everybody thought, the schus in Rav Huna the Nafish, it must be in the great schus of Rav Huna, is Chazit Lu Bechelmo, they were told in a dream, Hai Zutrele the Rav Huna. This is small for Rav Huna. Rav Huna, they have saved his neighborhood, that's not a big deal. That's very small. He's much bigger than that. So why did they have it? Elni Shamahitza, there was this woman, the Mechamemis Tanura, who, when she would warm up her oven, and use her oven, so the oven would still be hot when she would finish baking her cookies, she would let all her neighbors use her oven afterward. So the Mida Kenegimida, the chesed of this woman, who allowed people to use her already presently hot oven, the schus of giving them the fire and the heat, their neighborhood is safe from the fire. The obvious kasha. So what if Rav and Rav Huna are so great? They're so great they can't cause a little nace to happen. Only can have a little tzaddik can do a little nace. Big tzaddik can't do a little nisim. What's up, Shat? Chal Masayim on it. So Masha has two terutzim. First terus of Masha, I'd like to share with you, says the Masha, that the dream is teaching them a lesson. They shouldn't think, people shouldn't think, that in order to save your neighborhood, you need to be a huge tzaddik like Rav or Rav Huna. No, not true. You could be a simple yid who's involved in a constant act of chesed, who happily lends out his tools to neighbors, even though maybe it's uncomfortable and someone might break it, or lends out her oven. I don't know, it's hot right now, but why should I lend it? Who knows what they'll do to my oven? Maybe they'll break it. These two people were constantly involved in chesed. A constant act of chesed is great enough to save a neighborhood. That's what the Gemara is coming to teach us. Of course, a Rav could have done it, but you don't need to be like Rav or Rav Huna. Even something smaller, even a simple gift with a great act of chesed, a constant act of simple chesed, but it's constant, could save the neighborhood. That's one thing that the Gemara is coming to teach us. The Mashal is another Mahal, Ayin Shom, at least some of you, is a long shir, Soft Alpha, amazing kindness. But the Rebbeinu and Ibishit and the Eni Shmuel both say the following Gemara Dikah Mahalach. We know, Chazal tell us, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mashchis, the Malach HaMashchis would have gone out, he would not be Mavdil, differentiate between the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim, everybody would have been killed. Except for maybe the greatest Tzaddikim. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Shemana b'chloido yuva'atzman. Because once Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mashchis, it's very dangerous. Gemara brings this, right? Zok den Eini Shmuel, sorry, Zok den Ezra HaKadosh and the Rebbeinu and Ibishit. This tremendous, dangerous matzav of the Malach HaMashchis is only dangerous for a tzaddik she'einoi gomor. A tzaddik gomor, a complete tzaddik, does not have to worry. The Malach HaMashchis can go over and wreak havoc all around, but it can never touch the tzaddik gomor. It's unusual to have a tzaddik gomor. A tzaddik she'einoi gomor is in trouble. And therefore, in these two stories in the Gemara and Tainis, Rav and Rav Huna were tzaddikim gemurim. If the Hatzalah would have been in their schus, everybody else would have died. The Magefa and the Serefa would have touched their neighborhood. And only Rav and Rav Huna, who were way greater than everybody else, would have been left alone. So in their schus, it would have been dangerous. They were so great. Instead, Hashem made the Hatzalah in the schus of these two fine Jews who were involved in chesed. And because these two yidden were involved in chesed, these two yidden were tzaddikim she'einam gemurim. If the magaif and the sreifa would have come to their neighborhood, they would have also died. Hashem didn't want them to die. So therefore Hashem said, Maschus, you're not going into that neighborhood. So sometimes it pays, it's funny, but sometimes it pays to have a tzaddik she'einam gemur because he could be saving other people, whereas the tzaddik gemur wouldn't be able to save them. I found on the Eitzer HaChochma brings a beautiful sefer called Nisiv, B'Nisiv Shalom, not Nisiv Shalom, B'Nisiv Shalom, from Hungarian tzaddik from about 100 years ago named Rabbi Yisrael ben Avram Khan. Well, he explains based on this, the famous Chazal, let's say Rashi brings the beginning of Parshas Noach, there are those that darshan Noach Lagnai and say, the Yerosav, he would have been in this time of Ram Avinu, would have been as great. So everybody asks, why darshan Lagnai, you get darshan Lischus? And the Medrash says, actually, at the end of Parshas Bereishis says, by Nochem Hashem, like Hashem regretted about Adam, and the Medrash says Hashem regretted even about Noach. Because according to this, we have a Mahalach. Noach was a tzaddik gomor, he couldn't save his dar. Hashem regretted it in a way, in a certain way, Hashem regretted such a big tzaddik, he's so removed from everybody else, he can't save them. But if Noach would have been a little bit less of a tzaddik, this is our grace of tzaddik, then Hashem would say, if there's a marble, it's going to kill Noach also. And therefore, I have to save everybody. And everybody would have been saved, or at least many more people would have been saved. But because Noach was such a big tzaddik, it's a mile of him. And that just, there's a nice side to being such a great tzaddik. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try to be a great tzaddik, of course. So, weiter says the, and now the Rebbeis and Eibeshitz and the Nezer HaKodesh, based on this, we don't have time, explain. They go into the Mahalach of Ram Avinu when he was pining for Stein. The tzaddikim, how many tzaddikim are in the city of Chalilucha? To be tzaddik, the hard tzaddik of Russia. They go into this tzaddik, gomer tzaddik, shein, the gomer this Mahalach. But the Enishmu and the Aderes, if so, we can understand exactly what these two Rishayim, Achav and Tzidkiyahu, Shem Rishayim Yirka, what they were thinking when they asked that Yeshua be the third one to join them. The Ben Yehuda really asked, why did they ask for Daniel? Why did they have Daniel join them? You know, Daniel's a very famous tzaddik. Why didn't they say, yeah, we want Daniel with us? So Ben Yehuda has a different answer. But he also says with the answer that we're about to say, that they felt that Daniel is a tzaddik gomor. If Daniel comes in there, they're in trouble. Daniel will be saved and they'll be burnt. No question. They wanted someone who they thought mistakenly was not a tzaddik gomor. They thought Yeshua, like the Gemara says, there was something wrong with his clothing, with his children, marrying out, his grandchildren. They thought that made him into a tzaddik she'ein a gomor. And the ischus, that he shouldn't be burned, Hashem will also save them. That's what they thought. But they were wrong. Yeshua is a tzaddik gomor. Yeshua is a tzaddik gomor mamish. And Yeshua will be saved. And they are going to be burnt, except that the fire from them, like the Yeshua explains to Nebuchadnezzar, started already, so it burnt them a little bit also. It burnt them in the muck, in the place where there was a bit of a bomb, which was his clothing. And that's a pshat now on the Pasuk. We asked at the beginning of the Shir, if you remember, way back, Pasuk says, the Malach is Oymed al Yamino in the Sitma. Yaminoi is always Midas Arachamim. The Satan is in the Katrik Midas Arachamim, yes. You know what the Satan was doing? The Satan knew that if he says about Yeshua, he's a Satan Shein Gomer, and Hashem will save them all, will save these two Rishayim, and Yeshua will for sure be saved. And he wanted Yeshua to get hurt. So what does the Satan do? Satan says, he's a tzaddik gomor. Hashem is a tzaddik gomor. He's oimen al yamina in the sitnoi. He's telling about Yeshua, he's a tzaddik gomor. What's going to happen now to Yeshua? Tzaddik gomor. Hashem's going to allow the fire to start. Once the fire starts, it can affect a little bit Yeshua. So that's the something oimen al yamina in the sitnoi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu screams and says, Yigar Hashem Echa, son, Yigar Hashem Echa, HaBeichev Yishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berkev Yishalayim, he chooses Yeshua Kohen Gadol, who's involved in the whole Binyan Abayi Sheni, he was the first Kohen Abayi Sheni, he was a tzaddik, maybe there was something with the chinuch of the chinuch of his grandchildren, but he's a tzaddik, and Hashem stops the fire. And that's what Nebuchadnezzar asked him, how is there a fire, Bechlal, me at the same Manasha? Were you a tzaddik gomer? Then nothing should have happened. If you're not a tzaddik gomer, then everyone should have been saved. So he said, no, once the fire started, then the fire has a right to go along with a little bit and affect me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped the fire. According to this, it's not like Mashal. Mashal says that your friends are Achshei Moifes, Lafuk Yeshua, he's not Achshei Moifes, because he was getting punished. No, according to this, he was Mamish on par with Hanani Mishal of Azariah. Had the same soul, just the two Rishayim got the fire started. Otherwise, Enoch Hanami, he was on the same level as them. A Gutin Shabbos.